أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that Allah Ta'ala has created the skies, and that is a much more greater creation than man. There we should ponder, if we think about ourselves, what a magnificent creation this human being is. How Allah created the brains, the hearts, and the functioning of every part of the body. And then Allah Ta'ala says, was it more difficult to create this man than the skies? So what is in the skies? And the plural here is skies. Man has not even reached the lower sky. If the furthest he might have reached is perhaps the moon and some other celestial bodies, some other planets. But beyond the sky, what there is, only Allah Ta'ala knows. And here Allah explains that that was much more difficult to create than this human being. Otherwise, this human being is a magnificent piece of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, when Allah has created all this, then what is it difficult for man to comprehend that he will be brought back to life after death, and that there will be day of Qiyamah. For that further, Allah Ta'ala explains, from the sky, Allah Ta'ala took out the night, which is completely dark, and Allah took out the day, which is so bright. These two opposites also, Allah Ta'ala created them, that is also, and daily a person sees this and goes through this phenomena. So from that also you should realize the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. But very sadly, man makes qiyas, he compares Allah Ta'ala to himself. To what he cannot do, he feels Allah cannot do. Well, that is a most stupid comparison of totally in every way. Allah is beyond everything, and his Qudrat is the most greatest. Further, Allah explains also, which man experiences all the time. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. Zameen ko uske peeche saaf bichha diya. Then after that Allah created the earth, and he may spread it out very, very nicely. And how Allah Ta'ala has made the earth, if a man just ponders in that, we walk on this earth, we see to all our needs on this earth, and then when a person wants to dig, the earth is so strong that when a person walks on it, he doesn't sink into it. Huge, huge trucks, what loads, huge, huge buildings, how tall the buildings, they are standing on this earth. So solid Allah has made the earth. On the other hand, Allah made it so soft that with your fingernail you can scratch into the earth. Man digs into the earth in order to put the foundations of his buildings, in order to plant all his vegetation and the grain that he gets. All this man digs into the ground. In this very earth, Allah Ta'ala has put all our necessities also, the gold and the silver and the diamond, the oil and the gases, and what has not Allah Ta'ala put into this earth? And Allah made it such that you can, that Allah spread it out, you can make your roads on it, you can build your buildings on it. Or in this way, Allah Ta'ala's great favors and his great Qudrat, and it is solely one Allah that has commanded all this and has done this. Further, Allah explains another aspect of his great Qudrat in this earth. أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا. بَحَرْ نِكَالَ. زمین سے اس کا پانی اور اس کا چارہ. And then Allah Ta'ala took out from this earth its water. The water Allah placed in the earth, and the whole water irrigation system of Allah Ta'ala is most fantastic also. For example, it snows on high, high mountains, and that snow settles there, that is the deep freeze which Allah has made. And then when from the bottom of that snow, the water melts and goes into that mountain, where it forms various types of streams and tributaries. They flow to different places where they come out at some places like a waterfall. Many places that waterfalls forms a river, and that river flows for hundreds and perhaps thousands of kilometers. At another place, that water from the tributaries in the mountain, it goes to a certain well, and wells are made, and man takes out his water from there. The other water flows and it becomes a spring, and from that spring the water flows again. So in different ways Allah Ta'ala has kept the water, taken it out for the necessity and fulfillment of needs of mankind. Water, we just call it water, but today that we have mineral water, and if we read on the label, we see how many different types of things there are in that water. And if one part of that water is too much what is necessary for human beings, then it causes a problem in the health of that human being. And if there is a deficiency in there, that also will cause a problem. So the water, one namat of Allah, with so many chemicals in it and so many other things in it. There is copper in water, there is iron in water, there is magnesium in water. What things has not Allah Ta'ala put in the water? So this is also a great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala made from the ground come out mar'aha, all the vegetation that we have, and the grain, all the various types of vegetables that we eat, the various types of grains, wheat, flour, etc. And all these are all basic necessities of man. And then from there Allah Ta'ala took out various types of fruit and various types of flowers. And in all these things also Allah has kept cure for mankind also. In very many leaves there are different types of cures for mankind. In various types of flowers there are various cures for mankind. So all this also is another great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And man sees all this. From here also he should take this one great lesson, that Allah will bring us back to life after we had died, and then we will be answerable to Allah on the day of Qiyamah. That is the main purpose why Allah has created this, and the other benefit which was for us. But we have only taken the minor benefit and our material benefits from all these things. And the great lesson that we had to take, that Allah has the qudrat to bring us back to life, and He will bring us back to life, and that the main purpose of our life is not just to sustain our bodies and look after them, or the bodies of our families and look after them, but it is to prepare for the year after, where we will be answerable to Allah Ta'ala. And all these are clear signs for that. Usually with the vegetation and the grain that grows, there are seasons. At one time one sees a piece of ground, beautiful, green, lush. How happy it makes a person. When you drive through the winter season past that, then you find it is dead. There is no life in it. Like that, we take a lesson also, that man reaches, he's a small child, he can't do anything. And then he becomes a young boy, very energetic. Then he becomes a young man, very, very, he has got great, great ideas in him. Soon old age comes and he starts waning down, and then he's gone to the Qabristan. And from there again, Allah will make him come out again, and what he had done in this world, according to that, will be his condition on the day of Qiyamah. So in all this are clear signs for us to take lessons, and not only to benefit from the material things. We regard scientists, etc., very advanced. The most they do is the benefit of this dunya, whereas the real thing is the life of the akhirat, and for that we have to prepare.